Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of learning how to deal with our emotions to help us overcome in the challenges of life. And we've already covered a lot of ground. This is part of a bigger discussion of learning to see reality as it truly is. If you can learn to see things the way God sees them, and he's given us a whole book to tell us how he sees things. If you can learn to see things as God sees them and walk in the light of it, you'll overcome, even in the midst of life's biggest challenges. But one of the obstacles to doing that is emotions or feelings, because feelings rise up to challenge what God says. Everybody who's listening today, I'm sure, at some point in their lives has felt like God doesn't love them. It's a real feeling. You really feel it, but it's inaccurate. And you have to learn how to put what God says in his written word above what you feel and let what he says change how you feel. He does love you. The cross proves it. The cross was his expression of love for you. So we're taking some time to look at how to deal with emotions by bringing in additional information from the Word of God so that we can walk in victory in every area of our lives. Now, this week, we're starting to deal specifically with reality and fear. We feel fear when we encounter danger or something that is bigger than us, bigger than the power and the resources we have at our disposal. Fear is based on your perception of reality. I said this yesterday. If someone comes at you with a gun and you're unarmed and defenseless, you're going to feel fear even if that person is carrying a toy gun and can't hurt you at all. It's possible to be deathly afraid when there's absolutely no reason to be afraid because of the way you're perceiving the situation. You're desperately afraid when you see this gun because you think it can kill you. But reality is it's a toy gun that couldn't hurt you if the guy hit you over the head with it. So what has to change is your perception of reality. For a Christian, there is never any reason to fear because Almighty God, who is perfect love and all power, is our Father. Now, something may indeed come against you that is bigger than you, that's beyond the resources you have to deal with it, but it's not bigger than God. Now, when I say there is no reason for a Christian to fear, let me just make a few things clear. I'm not saying that there are not fearful things in this world, things to be afraid of. There's a lot of fearful stuff in this world. But bottom line is, none of it's bigger than God. When I say there's never a reason for a Christian to be afraid, I'm not saying that it's wrong to feel fear or that if you feel fear, there's something wrong with you. I'm not saying either one of those things. What I'm saying is that if God is for you, nothing can be against you. That's what the scripture says. Now you might say, well, that's not true. I got all kinds of things against me. Would you like to see my list? Well, let me say it this way. Nothing can be permanently against you. Yes, things do truly come against us that are truly against us. But it's temporary and subject to change by the power of Almighty God. And God is able to bring genuine good out of genuine bad. If that becomes your view of reality, you will not fear anything. Because you know that no matter what comes against you, it's temporary and subject to change by the power of God. God will get you through until he gets you out, and he's able to bring genuine good out of genuine bad. Now, fear comes for a Christian. Fear comes from assessing your situation only in terms of what you can see and not in terms of what God says about it. God's method of dealing with fear is to tell you who He is and what you are and mean to Him. You're His son. You're His daughter. He loves you. He is for you. His method of dealing with fear is to tell you who He is, Almighty God, bigger than any and everything, all good, all love, all power. God's method of dealing with fear is to tell you who He is, what you are to Him, what you mean to Him, and what He has done, is doing, and will do. See, that's what He did for Paul when he was on board that ship out on the ocean in the midst of a horrific storm. Acts chapter 27 and 28, we've referred to it a bunch of times over the past few weeks. When the ship was crashing about in this horrific storm, an angel appeared to Paul. His first words were, "Fear not." That tells us there were things in the situation that could reasonably stimulate fear in a normal human being. It wasn't wrong for Paul to feel fear, because he was in a fearful situation. But the angel gave him additional information about reality. The angel told him, "God says you will survive." That's Acts 27, verses 23 and 24. We've said this before. When you overcome fear, you don't necessarily change what's stimulating the fear. You change your perception of it. We didn't take that gun away that the guy pulled out a few minutes ago that scared you so much. We didn't take it away. We just gave you the information that that's only a toy and it can't hurt you. In Paul's case, God didn't stop the storm. God didn't cause the storm. He didn't stop the storm. It's life in a sin-cursed earth. The source of the fear, this horrific storm, God didn't take it away. He changed Paul's view of it. He told him, "You're going to make it through this storm." Over and over, the Word of God says, "Fear not, I am with you. Fear not, I am with you." We could do nothing but just read verses like that. God's first word to His people is almost always, "Fear not." Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. Fear not, I've delivered you." Over and over again. See, that's what God does. He says, "Fear not," and then He tells you why you don't have to be afraid. Now, let me turn us over to Psalm 56. It gives us great insight into dealing with fear. It's a Psalm of David. He composed it when he was on the run from King Saul. You're familiar with David's story. Saul was the king of Israel, was not doing a good job, and God commissioned Samuel the prophet to anoint David as the next king. Now, it was a number of years before David actually took the throne, and although he was fully supportive of Saul, Saul became crazy jealous of him and set out to try to kill him. And David spent many years on the run from Saul. He encountered truly fearful circumstances. Let me just start reading here. This is, David wrote this psalm while he was on the run from King Saul. So this gives us insight into his interior world. Verse 1 of Psalm 56, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me." He's got all kinds of people who want to swallow him up. What does that mean? Kill him. Make him so he doesn't exist anymore. They fight him continually. Daily. They're after me every day. He goes on to say in verse 5, "Every day they wrest my words. They're slandering me. All their thoughts are against me for evil." They're continually trying to come up ways to hurt me, plotting against me. Verse 6, "They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps where they wait for my soul." They're continually spying on him. He's got people after him constantly who want to kill him if they get him. They're spying on him. They're slandering him. All of that reasonably produced fear in David. It stimulated the emotion of fear. How do I know? Let me read verse 3. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. This verse tells us that he was afraid, but it tells us how he dealt with fear. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Trust is the Old Testament counterpart to the New Testament word faith. It has the idea of the confidence that comes from knowing you can trust or rely on someone or something. Faith in God is a trust or confidence in him that comes from knowing his character, what he's like. He's good. He's your father. He's for you. And a trust or confidence that comes from knowing his works, what he has done for you, what he is presently doing for you, and what he has promised to do for you. Trust comes from having an accurate view of reality and seeing things the way they really are. David said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Now, he gives insight into his view of reality in the statements he makes in the rest of the psalm. Verse 4, "I will not fear what flesh can do unto me." Verse 11, "In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what man can do unto me." That's just another way of saying this is not bigger than God. In verse 8 he says, "Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" What's David saying? This didn't take God surprise. You knew this was going to happen. Let me read this. David also wrote Psalm 139, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made," verse 16. He says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." In other words, David knew, God knew before I, David, was born that I'd be facing this at this time. It hasn't taken God by surprise. He sees a way to use it. Verse 9, "When I cry unto thee, then shalt mine enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me." David's view of reality was, when I cry out to you, God, you hear me and you answer me at that very moment. I know that you're with me and you are for me. Verse 13, "For thou hast delivered my soul from death. You will deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before the Lord in the light of the living." He remembered, God has helped me in the past. Verse 7, "Shalt they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down thy people, O God." God is ultimately going to make things right. See, David's view of reality is, you're with me, you're for me, you knew about this, you see a way to cause this to work for good, you've helped me in the past, you'll help me now. All of that was an accurate view of reality, which produced a trust or confidence in him and enabled him to say, "When I am afraid, I will trust in God." More about that tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.